Awesome.
Okay. Greetings to you all. It's an exciting day at South Orlando Baptist. I have the distinct honor of making introductions this morning. We want to recognize several individuals, so as your names are called, please just stand. We're going to begin with our new senior pastor, Dr. David Crow. With him here today is his wife, Jenny, and their four sons, Elijah, Jonah, Gabriel, and Malachi. Also visiting are Brother David's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Henry and Diane Crow. And Jenny's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Roger and Nelda Davis. While flowers are being presented to the ladies, let me share a little information with you about our new pastor. Dr. David Crow comes to us from Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Some of his early years were spent right here in Jacksonville, Florida, and it was there that he began his post-high school education, earning his Bachelor of Arts degree at the University of North Florida. A Master of Divinity was obtained from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky in May 2003. Also from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, his Doctor of Ministry in Expository Preaching was acquired in May 2012. Dr. Crow was ordained on January 3, 2001 at First Baptist Church in Jacksonville. He has been utilizing his spiritual gifts of preaching and teaching through his service to the local church for the past 13 years. We are blessed to have Dr. Crow and his family with us. Let's give all of them a warm South Orlando Baptist welcome. Welcome. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before moving on to our other special guests, I'm going to ask those members of our pastoral search committee who are here to please stand also. As chair of the PSC, I've been before you many times, but we are a committee of six, and I want to just take a moment to acknowledge the others. They are Judy Weaver, to my left. Steve Van Seal is up in the booth. Gene Echols, also to my left. Don Purvis, straight back. And Ted Forrest. Ted had a scheduling conflict, so could not be with us here this morning, but each member individually and all of them collectively as a united body have worked countless hours during and outside of our weekly meetings. In the not too distant future, we will be released as a committee, but today, to Judy and to Steve and to Jean and Don, and in his absence, Ted, please join me in thanking them for their dedicated service over the past 20 months. It is now my pleasure to welcome back to South Orlando Baptist Church, Pastor John F. McKinney. Pastor, if you still stand. Pastor John is a graduate of Moody Bible and Grand Rapids Theological Seminary. He was on staff for 23 years at South Orlando Baptist, 16 of which were as senior pastor until he retired from full-time ministry in 2007. Among his many accomplishments, Pastor John oversaw the construction and completion of Shepherd's Hall, the Education and Recreation Center, where we will enjoy our lunch and fellowship today.
All right.
Pastor John and his wife, Laura, have three grown children and eight grandchildren. I understand grandchild number 9 is expected any day. I have personally had the privilege of working under Pastor John, under his tutelage for many years, and have accomplished things that I would not have even attempted had it not been for his words of encouragement. So we are indeed honored to have Pastor John McKinney and his wife, Laura, with us today. Thank you, Pastor. Welcome back. If you have been worshiping with us over the past several months, you have become acquainted with Pastor Rick Blythe. Pastor Rick too, as he has become lovingly known. Pastor Rick Blythe, would you stand, please? Pastor Rick served here at South Orlando Baptist as a consultant pastor from June 2013 to March 2014. He is currently the president and founder of EGS Ministries. It's a nonprofit that is established as its primary focus, providing comfort, affirmation, and encouragement for God's servants. In addition, EGS provides funding and support for pastors, individuals, and families. Pastor Rick is married to Marilyn. They have two grown children, James and Elizabeth, and several grandchildren. We're blessed to have Pastor Rick Blythe and Mom over there with them this morning. Welcome to you both. Pastor Mark Weibel in the house?
Mark?
There he is. Let's welcome Pastor Mark Weibel. Pastor and missionary Mark Weibel is an SBC-appointed North American Mission Board missionary serving in Orlando, Florida. Pastor Mark has been a missionary since 1997 and has worked with the Greater Orlando Baptist Association as a church planting director since 2002. Pastor, Associate Director of Missions, Radio Station Operations Manager, Youth Pastor, Children's Home House Parent, all in the Lone Star State of Texas, have been Pastor Mark's previous areas of service. He is married to Tammy. They have four children, three boys and one girl. We are blessed to have Pastor Mark Weibel with us today. Thank you, Pastor. Two other individuals who are not guests, but who come from among us, are deserving of recognition this morning. Is Mr. Fred Wills here? There he is. Stand up, Mr. Fred. Fred didn't know we were going to call him out. Fred has served our country and our church admirably. He has been and continues to be a faithful servant in more areas than we have time to go through this morning. I believe he is currently wearing a hat of Sunday school director and has probably worn every other hat except Miss Bonnie's. Okay? Okay. He is a graduate of Southwestern Seminary. South Orlando Baptist has been benefited by Fred's gift of administration for numerous years. So thank you, Fred, for your leadership and your mentoring to all of us. We are blessed to have Fred and his wife, Judy, are here with us today. Last but not least, this final introduction is for another beloved brother in Christ who also happens to be a graduate of Southwestern Seminary. He has served our Lord in Texas and Virginia, but God's call eventually led him to serve here at South Orlando Baptist. He has been faithfully embraced that call for the past 16 plus years, and most recently has been in the forefront of proactively supporting the ministries of our church as administration pastor during our period of transition. I speak of none other than our own associate pastor and minister of music, Rick Steele. Beyond his musical talents, Rick has been a leader, a prayer warrior, an encourager. The accolades are many, but our time is short. We as a body of believers here are truly blessed to be here at the same time God has called Rick and Kim to be here as well. So thank you just seems so inadequate, Rick, but may God continue to bless you in all of your endeavors to serve him. We appreciate you very much. Now, as Jesus inaugurated his earthly ministry with a reading from the book of Isaiah on the Sabbath day, may the Lord use these words to inspire our church and our new pastor and leader, Brother David Crow, as he begins his ministry at South Orlando Baptist Church. All who are able, please stand for the reading of God's word. It is drawn from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you. You may be seated. Joe, come lead us.
David, if you'd please join me up here. Thank you, Brother David. We'll begin the installation service, and again, I want to thank Pastor Rick for his work, not only through this time of transition, the extra burden that he's carried, but also in his planning of this service, the writings of the things that he's put together this morning, so we thank him for that. I stand before you as the chairman of the deacons, but I stand on behalf of the South Orlando Baptist Church body, the membership here, the body of Christ here in this local community, as we do this installation service. So I stand in your behalf. So if you will, we want to start with, I think we got the wrong slide on. Yeah, okay. Okay. So during this, there will be some reading, and you will also, as congregation, you will participate. That will be clear on the screen, I believe, when we get to that point, that you will have some follow-up or some things to say as well. So make sure you pay attention to that. So, Brother Rick, Brother David. That's so many Ricks. Oh, goodness.
That's all right, too.
Brother David. Okay. Brother David. Having been called to be the senior pastor here at South Orlando Baptist, do you now take these people to be your people, this field of labor to be your field of labor, and all this without reservation and of clear conscience?
I do.
And do you promise to give yourself faithfully to the ministry, to the preaching of the word, and to prayer, and to be a good shepherd of this tender flock of God, and to lead the church staff and ministry leaders with love, with grace, and by example?
I do.
And do you promise to minister to the needs of one and all alike, to forgive others as you expect to be forgiven, and as much as you in you lies, to be at peace with all the people, to lead this church in the ways of Christ, leading as the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom and strength, and as the Word of God instructs?
I do.
And do you promise to keep yourself mentally alert and physically fit, and to commit to it, take special care for your wife and family as a faithful father and Christ-like role model for all Christian families?
I do.
And do you, South Orlando Baptist Church, do you promise to faithfully and earnestly pray for your pastor, to hear the preaching of the word with open hearts and minds, and to participate reverently in the worship services? Do you likewise promise to faithfully share in his efforts the responsibilities of teaching and learning, to assume your rightful part of supporting the church's ministries, giving generously of your time, talents, and treasures? And do you further promise to receive him into your hearts and into your homes, to counsel with him about the welfare of the church, work with him in the winning of souls, to consistently encourage him with expressions of support, to forgive him when he makes mistakes, and to steadfastly follow his leadership as he follows Christ's teaching and example? Upon these affirmations and the spiritual covenant of service, love, and faith between Christ, Pastor, and the people of God, His own church, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing and His kingdom. I give you Dr. David Crow this charge, as the Apostle Paul gave Timothy. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and discharge all the duties of your ministry. Amen. Amen. Now what we'd like for you to do is, if you'll take a seat in the chair, and I'd like to call up at this time and read from, we'll go into the laying of the hands portion of the service, and I want to, as Rick has put together for us, read from Timothy 4:14 that says, "Do not neglect the gift that is in you," speaking to Timothy, "which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership." Laying on of hands is a rich New Testament church, tradition of the New Testament church, and it's held up to the present day. And so at this time, we invite all of the South Orlando Baptist Church deacons and also past and future deacons, past and present deacons, and also past pastors and ordained ministers, if you would join us on the stage for a laying on of hands for Pastor David Crow. I want to mention that after the prayers today that have ended, Pastor Rick Steele and Pastor Rick Blythe will symbolically place a custom-made pastoral worship stole that was designed by Lynn Ripberger and made by Eileen Ingram here, and that will be placed on Pastor David Crow as our new pastor of here at South Orlando Baptist Church. Gentlemen, what we want to do before we get started, Pastor McKinney and Pastor Weibel, if you'll just say a few brief words, because Pastor David is going to preach this morning. So, if you'd just like to say something on behalf of your prayer that you'll be saying this morning.
David, I just want to congratulate you on God's calling in your life, first of all, and in the opportunity you have to serve this church in South Orlando. Next to my walk with God and love for my wife and family, my love for you just continues to grow. And I appreciate so much the opportunity to serve you and to be a part of you for all those years. And I look forward to what's going to happen in the future as you continue to faithfully pray for your new pastor now and support him, really support him. Don't just say it, but really support him and pray for him. And be a friend, just be a friend to he and to Jenny and to their children. It's a special time, and it's for the young pastors. We have so many ideals when we come out of seminary and we start to serve in our churches. And, you know, we don't want to be Billy Grahams. We just want to be people that God uses. That's all we want to be. And I can't tell you how many pastors I know that his hearts have been broken because the sheep turned into terrifying wolves and devoured their shepherds. But I know that doesn't happen in this church, and it won't happen. And so, church, I just charge you and thank you for being the people that you are, the people of God. And I know that God will bless you as you bless David. And, David, I pray that you'll be a great pastor here and that the foundation that's been laid from Jack and myself and Ramel, that you'll continue to bless and grow this church as God leads you. And I look forward to coming back and visiting again another 7 or 8 years and just seeing the church, a whole new building and everything else going on. So congratulations, and it's good to be a friend. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you and to know your family, and really like to have you all down to our house and show the kids the real Florida, and we'll have a good time together. Okay, God bless you, and God bless you, church. Thank you for letting me be here.
I don't think this is on. Oh, here we go. On behalf of Dr. Tom Chaney, the Executive Director of Greater Orlando Baptist Association, and the 242 member churches of Greater Orlando Baptist Association, we want to welcome you to Central Florida. And we believe that God has brought you to an incredibly wonderful church and a strategic place in a strategic city for reaching the entire world. Not only do we have almost 2.2 million people living in our region, but we had, last year, we had 67 million tourists visit our area from all over the world. So you have an incredible opportunity before you, and we know that one day you're going to stand before Jesus, and he's going to say, I sent you to the most strategic city in the world for reaching the world, and he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So thank you for coming here. We're looking for great things to come.
Move on. So on behalf of South Orlando Baptist Church, we welcome you as our shepherd, under-shepherd, and senior pastor of South Orlando Baptist Church. We are excited that you're here. We're committed to supporting you, to praying for you, to encouraging you, and to following your leadership as we move forward to be a lighthouse this community and reach this part of Florida for God and Christ. And we thank God that he's brought you to us, and we look forward to working with you. With that, let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will put a blessing on this church, that you would protect us from Satan and his principalities that would come against us and the things that you would have us to do. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around us, that you would be with this congregation, with this community of believers, this portion of the body of Christ, that we would be obedient to what you would have us to do, that we would always seek your will, your direction, that we would be encouraging to Pastor David Crow and Jenny and the boys, that we would pray for them, we would encourage them, lift them up, we would counsel with them, that we would be obedient to your call, Father, and that we would do those things that would bring glory and honor to your name. We would be a lighthouse here in South Orlando Baptist Church. May your blessing be on us all. For your glory, we pray.
And then, God, you are wonderfully awesome. Father, we thank you for this church, the South Orlando Baptist Church. We thank you for bringing Dr. David and his family here. And Father, as it says in your word, that everyone living in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord in Acts 19:10. We pray that everyone living in Orlando and all of Central Florida will be able to hear the word of the Lord. And we pray that South Orlando Baptist Church, under the leadership of Dr. David, will be a big part of that. All to your glory and honor and praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Loving and gracious Father, this platform in my life has been a holy place. And so it is today also, as not only these men, but even the spiritual principalities that surround this gathering, set aside this young man, Father, for a very special calling and a very special purpose. Lord, much needs to be done in the South Orlando area. We live in a world that's challenging, at least. And I pray, Father, for David, that you might fill his heart with boldness, courage, and strength, and love and compassion. And that, Father, he might shine forth as a real reflection of the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus. Bless this church, Lord. May your hand continue to rest upon it. And may, Father, you grow and encourage this church to reach this community, all for the glory of Christ. Father, we honor you and we love you. And we thank you for your love in each of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'll stay here for a moment. Rick, would you stand, David, please? Joe? All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you, will you stand in recognition, the new senior pastor of South Orlando Baptist Church, Dr. David Crow.
Let it overflow. like rushing.